Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're now about 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving, and this year, after a one-year hiatus, Circus Luminous is coming back to the Lenzic with four shows over the Thanksgiving weekend. Today I'm talking to two performing artists with Y School New Mexico, which produces Circus Luminous, Amy Christian, artistic director and co-founder of Y School, and Deirdre Morris, who co-wrote this year's Circus Luminous production and is also directing it. Good morning, Deirdre and Amy.
Good morning, Diana.
Good morning.
Good to have you. It's good to have Circus Luminous back.
We're so excited to be back.
You took a year off last year. And why did you? Why was it time? After how many years? After 10 years.
Well, we did the show for 10 years. And, you know, it requires that everybody in the cast, all the main staff people of Y School and the main artists, are really engaged all through the holiday week, completely at the theater all the time. And that's true also of the Lenzic staff. Their whole tech staff ends up really committing their whole holiday to it. And after 10 years, Bob Barton and I were talking, Bob from the Lenzic, and we had this moment of being like, if we're ever going to take a year off and give people a break to be able to have Thanksgiving with their families, year 11 seems like a good choice. So we went for it, and it was, you know, really nice to have a year off. And actually, it just sort of happened fortuitously for Y School that it was kind of a year that we needed to take a break in terms of just we were switching over all of our administration and there was a lot going on, and it really worked out fine, but we are itching to get back, and everybody was like, yeah, it was great and all, but I can't wait to do it again. So we're coming back with a better show than ever.
Good. And Deirdre, you're the co-writer and the director of that show.
Mm-hmm.
What's the theme this year?
The theme is based on the moon. The moon and the sun and these two sisters who attend the moon and the sun, and they have a conflict that comes up. And so the whole show is about this conflict between the two sisters.
So we'll see some moon scenery,
Some moon scenery, some animation, as well as some beautiful lighting, and there's just some minimal set pieces. So it's a really beautiful circus based a lot on the acts that were auditioned and who the performers are. And then there's a small story that's woven through it.
I guess just in case listeners are not familiar with Circus Luminous, we should review what that is. It's been going on for 10 years.
Yeah, this will be our 11th show, but our 12th year because we took 1 year off.
Okay.
And it actually started as a collaboration between the Lenzic and Bing, which was an amazing musical group here in Santa Fe for many years, and Moving People Dance Company and Y School. So it started as that. The first 3 years, it was all of those companies, and then the other companies kind of went off to do other things, and Y School and the Lenzic have moved forward at creating this show for all these years. And every year, it's a brand new show. We've had numerous different directors through the years, so there's often different feels to the different years of shows, but it's almost all local cast. And I think, to me, one of the most beautiful things about Luminous is that when people are sitting in the audience and they're seeing all these amazing things happen on stage, and then afterwards they run into that person in the grocery store, you know, and it's really nice because you get that feeling of, like, circus is, it's amazing, and it's sort of like, wow, how can they do that? But then it's a real person, it's someone in your community, and it sort of gives you that moment of, like, oh, yeah, I can do what I think is impossible for me, too. Like, they just did that, and they're just an ordinary person, too, that is doing an extraordinary thing. So.
It's inspiring to see all of you on stage and to see what fantastic acrobatics, aerial acts, dancing. Clowns? Are there usually clowns?
There's definitely some humor this year.
Oh my goodness.
Let's talk more about this year's production. You were inspired by a short story by
Italo Calvino. It's The Distance to the Moon from his short stories book called Cosmic Comics. And all of the stories in that book are based on scientific facts of the time that he was writing the stories in, which was the late 50s and early 60s.
Okay.
And he made these fantastical stories from these basic, simple facts. And one of the facts for The Distance to the Moon was that he imagined that the moon used to live very close to the Earth, and there was a relationship with the creatures that lived on the Earth and the moon, where they could actually walk up to it via a ladder from a boat to harvest from the moon what they needed and then bring it back down to their boats, and they would do this every night. And so there's this beautiful story with all of these great metaphors in it. And so I started with that, and then visually I'm super interested in old-time film.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that in, I think it was actually a few years ago, that the A Trip to the Moon, we were just speaking about this, La Voyage dans la Lune.
La Lune.
And it's a film that was made in the 1902, like right around the turn of the century, one of the first silent films. And in it, there's a moon. And there's a rocket ship that goes off to the moon, and it gets stuck in its eye, and there's all this adventure that happens. And it's very over the top for that time period. It's,
sure.
It has all of these Art Nouveau qualities and the sets and the costuming. And so I kind of took those two things as a starting point, and I wrote this story with Sarah Jane Moody, who's directed the last two Luminouses before the break last year.
Right.
And she's been super helpful with that, the writing of the story. We just really would like go back and forth about different ideas, and so I finally came up with this one, The Two Sisters, and that's where we're at today.
It's, I think people are going to love it from what I've heard, and you have a lot of the same performers.
Actually, we have some of the same performers from Wise Fool that have people may have seen before, but in different acts.
And right, right.
We have some new performers that have never performed with us before.
Auditions. You mentioned auditions, and I didn't realize there were actual auditions. I thought, I don't know how I thought it worked, but people actually audition every year.
Yeah, the first few years it was really created in company, but then after that we started having auditions because we realized that, you know, there might be people in sort of our whole, our northern New Mexico community that are doing circus stuff that we don't that aren't necessarily working with us already, and what a great way to create, you know, bonds in that community. And this year, there's some fabulous new performers. There's a group of African acrobats from Guinea, West Africa, that are just phenomenal. And there's also coming back the local B-boys, 3HC.
Right, the breakdancers.
Yeah, so, and it's been like this incredibly beautiful thing to watch in the studio when we're in rehearsal, because there's just like this amazing cultural exchange happening in like, with the language of it being like flips. You know, they're just like, oh, watch this. Oh, this is how I do that. And it's just this constant, like, people throwing each other in the air the whole rehearsal. Poor Deirdre, it's practically impossible to get people to focus.
They're having fun.
Yeah, they're having a lot of fun. And they're exchanging different skills. And as Amy says, like, there's a cultural exchange happening. And it's a really beautiful process to watch and witness. But we only have 5 short rehearsals to get it all together.
Really?
Yeah, all of the group. And there's a cast of 28. I think it
29.
Is. 29.
No,
huge.
31, because...
Oh, that's right, 31.
31.
There's a cast of 31. So, and we have some group scenes that I started working on the very first day. And it's been amazing to watch people come together who don't all share the same skill set and then speak in this language together.
And I think I read the African acrobats. They trained at a circus school in Africa originally.
They started at like 6 years old. And they're just really beautiful, fabulous people who also happen to be incredibly skilled and super fun to watch.
And their group is called Fe Fafe. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce
okay,
it.
Okay,
I haven't actually heard them say it.
And it means a surprise is coming in their Sousa language of Guinea,
yes.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's going to be animation,
there
which
is.
I always
there's
love that
be
part.
A series of animation videos created by David McPherson, and I've been working with him actually since the summer on those videos, on the animation, and they're really lovely. I just got them all actually and have been looking at them, and they're going to be quite stunning on the Lensic stage because their stage space is so big, so it'll really add an atmosphere, I feel, to the whole piece, and help with the kind of visual aesthetic style of the show.
Which is, as I understand, you were inspired by the 1902 movie and by the short story, and it's got a real early 20th century feel.
Mm-hmm.
The production this year,
it has an early 20th century feel in the sense that was a time period in America that politically there was a lot of shifts happening, and I think that that's what's going on right now
mm-hmm.
in America as well. And I felt, you know, reflecting back is always a great way to see where we've gotten to. And so to me, there was something interesting there. So that's why I chose that era as well.
And there, that was an interesting time in American circus history.
Yeah, I've been just reading. There's a really excellent book called The Ordinary Acrobat that was just written recently by this guy, Duncan Wall, who I've met and who's fabulous. And I was reading it just by chance. I finally got around to reading it, and it just really clicked with this that I was thinking about how, you know, circus really started in Europe. And it was really in big buildings. They had all these circus buildings, and it was this amazing whole creation that happened, and it became really popular, and it came over to the U.S., and when it first came here, it was also in buildings, so it really was only seen in places like New York and Philadelphia and, like, really big cities. And then this one guy decided that everybody was moving west, and he wanted to move west with it all, and he was going to take the circus with him, and so he put the circus in a tent just... as like, hey, I, you know, that's the way I could take it with me.
You can travel.
And it just became huge, and it not only created all these circuses in tents in the U.S., but it actually went back and affected Europe. And a lot of the circus buildings got taken down, which is the sad part of the story.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, they were beautiful buildings.
Yeah.
We don't even picture the circus in a building now today.
No. And that's really an American thing, and it's really from this era. And it just, the circuit just skyrocketed because it was no longer something that people only went to in the city. But it was something that came to every little tiny town, and it really, it changed the whole course of circus history. So it's kind of cool to be doing a show that's set in that era.
It's really, and some of the acts are from that era too, or mm-hmm. not some of the acts.
Well,
but
yeah, they're more traditional.
Yes.
In that era, the slack rope act, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is a little different than, obviously there's tightrope walking, and this is slack rope walking.
Yeah, slack rope is, as the name says, it's a slacked rope.
Uh-huh.
And tight ropes or tight wires are usually netted and higher from the ground a lot.
Okay.
The slack rope is something that's more easily travelable. People can travel with it easier, and it's easier to set up and... Yeah, so you would see it more often in, like, the street shows and, with the traveling circus, it was an easier piece of equipment. But then in the big tent shows, a lot of times you would see the big tight wires. That was one of the big events, actually, to see that in the swinging trapezes.
Are a lot of the other acts that we associate with circuses today, did they originate back then? I mean, did they have... I know we don't have animals here at Circus Luminous.
No.
Obviously.
No.
did the early circuses...
A lot of the early circuses had animals because if you think about the time frame, people didn't have other ways to see things. There wasn't TV, there wasn't the internet, there wasn't any of these things. And so an exotic animal, the only way you might see it is if the circus came to town and brought it.
Of course, the
and
elephant.
That's how, like, Ringling and Barnum and Bailey and all of those circuses, they were really like this traveling museum in some ways of how people saw the world. And so at that point, traveling with animals, that was part of the show. But our show doesn't have any animals.
No, and you're,
yeah. Just people. But there's a lot of... Trapeze is a very traditional act that's been happening in the circus forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Juggling.
Yeah.
Rope work, unicycle.
Oh, we have unicycle this year.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
it's
then acrobatics,
magical.
Which is always, you know, goes way back to Roman and Greek times and stuff like that. And there's actually more acrobatics this year than I think there has been in a long time.
Oh, great.
There's multiple acrobatic acts, and there's a whole bunch of fun acrobatics that we all do together, the whole cast.
Mm-hmm. What's the fabric? Is it called fabric? Mm-hmm. When they...
Yeah.
Aerial fabric.
And the aerial fabric is a more contemporary apparatus, actually. It was just started being used in a French circus school, like, within our lifetimes. I know one of the women who was one of the first people to work on aerial fabric.
Yeah.
Her her class going through the circus school in France kind of were the ones who started it.
It's so interesting to learn all about the history. My grandfather, actually, I may have told you this, played piano in a traveling circus around 1915 or so.
That's awesome.
It's funny.
We also have some youth in the circus this year. We always have at least one act that's done by youth, and we're working with a really amazing group of youth that have been pulled together from the Moving Arts Española program and the programs that are run through Wise Fool through the Peñasco Theater Collective up north. So the youth that are coming into the show are all from sort of Española, Dixon, Peñasco, like that whole region. And they're just really doing beautiful work.
Mm-hmm. Are they typically students at Wise Fool and your other... Wise Fool New Mexico offers courses in...
They aren't taking classes here in Santa Fe, but they do take classes up in Peñasco.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at Moving Arts in Española.
Which is great, what you just said.
That's cool. That's okay.
What about audiences? I think audiences are really missing, have missed Circus Luminous, even though it took a year off. It is, as we were saying, a Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah, yeah. People were really like, what do you mean you're taking a year off?
Yeah, where am I going to bring my grandmother when she visits?
It's true. It's
my
a great
cousins
thing.
And yeah, a lot of families would come and use that as a, you know, a fun thing to do with their family when they,
yeah,
we're all together for the holidays.
My daughter was born the year we started Luminous, and so she had only her whole life known Thanksgiving as this time that I'm just at the theater.
Right.
And she's been in a few of them as a little cameo and things like that through the years, and we were really excited we were going to get spend Thanksgiving with our family, and after it was all over, she kind of looked at me and went, you know, that was fun and all, but I think we should go back to having the circus.
Pie's okay, but I prefer fun on stage.
Yeah.
Now, have you've both been in the Circus Luminous since the get-go?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
As performers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Performers and, you know, builders, choreographers, like all sorts of, I think, roles.
I directed it for 2 years, way back. So, yeah, it's fun to be on both sides of the coin, too.
Mm-hmm. And will you be performing this year, both of you or either of you?
I'll be performing. I'm performing in 3 different acts in the show. But whoever directs doesn't perform in it. That's kind of the rule.
Yeah, it's way too much work to be able to perform in it.
You really have to be able to sit on the outside and see it, because it's so huge.
Circus.
Yeah, you need to just hold the space for all of that wonderful stuff to happen.
And as usual, there's original music.
There is Jeremy Blake.
Yeah.
He's the composer again this year. He's done it 6 or 7 years, not in a row, but he's done about that many.
And he's a local guy, of course.
Jeremy is, yes.
And he has a local orchestra, the Circus Luminous Orchestra. So
they're so fabulous. Yeah. This year it's big horn section. We've got 3 horns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's only 5 people in the orchestra and 3 of them are horns. That's amazing. Yeah, and the music, Jeremy blows me away every year.
Yes.
You know, it's like he starts writing the music in like maybe September.
Well, we started talking in the summer.
Yeah.
But then in September is when he earnestly starts writing all of the compositions, and he creates and composes everything.
Talking with you along the way.
Yeah.
And watching the acts and kind of getting the feel of what people's work is like, and then working with the storyline and the director's vision, and creates this entire score for, you know, like an hour and 40 minutes of circus.
That's a lot.
All original music. It's phenomenal. I can't even, every year I'm just blown away by it.
We're lucky to have him. And the other musicians are also often come back. I mean, it's a changing, a rotating scene, but a lot
There's
of them.
A bunch of them, like Paul Federici, who does all the like drums and sound effects and everything like that. He's been doing it for as many years as Jeremy, I think 7 years. And JQ has been in it for a long time. And
Mark Weaver.
Yeah, Mark Weaver. He's been in it. So he was actually in Bing. So he was in the original Luminous. So a lot of them have been in it quite a few of the years.
Is there anything you're most excited about this year?
I think being back.
It's
great. Really, it's a fun time of year for us. Even though it's a lot of work, it's still a big production and something we really look forward to, because we get to kind of show our community, you know, kind of like what we've been up to a little bit, and all of the students that we've been working with through the years. A lot of them will audition and they'll end up in the show, you know, eventually in the years that we work with them. So this year we have a few students who we've been working with for a long time that went away, did things, and now they're back. And Alana Blankman is one, and Apollo Garcia. And so there's something that happens with a community that I really enjoy with this project, and I feel like it's just a fun way to work together.
You see it all. You see it grow over the years.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really fun to see like the next generation of people coming in, people who kind of discovered circus at Wise Pool. And then they move on to, like, really become passionate about it and go out into the world and train. And, I mean, Alana was touring in Europe all summer, and now she's back with us here in Santa Fe. She's actually our youth program director now, so it's really fun to have people come back with a lot of juice, you know.
And Wise Pool, we don't have much time left. We have a couple minutes. But Wise Pool New Mexico has a lot of different programs that people can get involved in. Kids and adults?
Yeah, we have programs for kids and adults. And actually, if you get inspired by Luminous, you can come do it yourself. And that's really what Wise Pool's about. We love to perform and we love to create these magical worlds. But we want you to like come and try it and realize how amazing you are too.
It looks hard to get up there on the trapeze.
But we make it fun, and there's a lot of progressive steps that get you there. You don't have to already be ready to like do a backflip off the trapeze or something. You can just come and start from scratch. Mm-hmm. And we have Our youth, we have youth winter break camps that happen over the Christmas break, so kids can come and just get a three-day taste of what it's like to be part of the circus, and then they can join after school if they want to keep doing it. And then we also have a two-week circus boot camp intensive for adults. If you want to get in shape to start your new year, this is the perfect way. It's the first 2 weeks of January. It starts, I believe, the 5th of January. And it's a fabulously fun two-week intensive camp, and you get to try everything. You try the aerials, you learn to stilt walk, you try acrobatics, you do a little clowning and juggling. So go to our website to find the information.
And what is your website?
It's wisefulnewmexico.org. That's pretty easy.
Enough.
Wisefulnewmexico.org. And we're also on Facebook. Find us on Facebook, Wiseful New Mexico. We're in the middle of our giving campaign, so if you love what we do, go to our Facebook or our website and donate something to the cause to keep us doing all the work we do locally.
Great. And of course, just Circus Luminous is Thanksgiving weekend. It's at the Lenzic. There are shows Friday evening, matinee on Saturday, and then an evening show on Saturday, and then another show on Sunday at 4 o'clock. You guys have that's a long weekend, a lot of work. I'm sure.
Oh, and we have Monday morning, we perform for 1,600 public school kids for free at first thing in the morning.
so our
weekend is quite long. Yeah,
that's
they bus
fun.
Them in, kindergartners from all the public schools. It is the funnest show in the world to perform for 800 kindergartners at a time.
And I've seen them in the Lenzic audience, and they're yelling, or not yelling, but hooting and clapping and having a great time.
It's really because it's early on Monday morning and we're all exhausted, but the energy those kids bring is my favorite show every year.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for being with the Radio Cafe. We've been talking to Amy Christian from Wiseful New Mexico and Deirdre Morse from Wiseful New Mexico and the director of this year's Circus Luminous. Thanks for coming in so early.
Thank you, Dana.
Yeah. And I'll see you at the circus.
All right. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back after this break.